2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with the incomparable Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Hi, Heather.
Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Big shout out to all of our KSL friends for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show, where we get to talk about anything and everything real estate related, residential, commercial, everything in between.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun today because this is like your Super Bowl time of the year where you have Parade of Homes. And so you're working year round to get these homes designed, decorated, and put together the way Heather Osmond would do them so that when people come through them, they can see the best. And I always tell you that I get a little depressed when I go to Parade of Homes. But since working with you, I know that I'm supposed to take it
Don't be depressed.
If I can't do it on the monetary scale that you can, that it's put together on, I can still take inspiration from the Parade of Homes.
You know what? You can really make your home somewhere you love to be on any budget. And hopefully we'll give you some tips and tricks today to help you do that. We're going to start off first and foremost just talking about the industry, what's going on with real estate in the Utah market right now. We're a little unique from what's going on nationally, which is great because we seem to be getting higher numbers than any other state in the country as far as real estate investments, which is fantastic. So it's always good news, which is, you know, we all need that. It's a great time to own a home. It's a great time to invest here in Utah. Just recently, I was invited as a guest for a Harvard leadership.
Ooh, fancy.
It was kind of cool. It was basically a panel event of the best in Utah. And they invited Harvard alumni to attend this. And, you know, they had the coolest people on the panel, but then the people in the audience were pretty fierce.
I mean, Do we have a lot of Harvard alumni in Utah?
We actually had a huge room full.
Really?
I would say there was probably 100 there.
My brother actually went to Harvard, so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe he was there and I didn't even know
it. No, because he doesn't live in Utah.
Darn it. Yeah. So they had just some incredible guests, one being Danny from the Woodbury Corporation. You've probably seen their signs all across the Wasatch Front, and they do a lot of development. Specifically, Danny talked about shopping centers and how they are doing really, really well in Utah. Everyone needs their haircut. They need their nails done. We're all loving restaurants right now. Those drive-through windows are busier than ever. So shopping centers are still great. Those are the things you can't buy on Amazon.
Yeah, this is my pitch for a drive-through shopping center, okay? Some developer out there who's listening or commercial investor, this is what you should do. Let me get my milk, bread, and eggs from a drive-through grocery store. Like, please, I don't want to get the kids out of the car seat.
I
just want to drive through. I need three items. I could punch it in on a screen. The next window
Lindsay, multi-million-dollar idea
it's patented, but, you know, create that for me.
I think it's brilliant. He also talked about more people in Utah are starting businesses than ever. We all know Utah is known for innovation. We have so many entrepreneurs. We can always solve problems. And there are so many successful businesses that were born and raised here in Utah. So I'm sure proud of that. Rumor is that Amazon was going to ruin retail, but that is not accurate. There are things you just have to buy. I think, you know, being in the furniture and interior design industry, don't buy your sofa online.
Yeah.
It's a really bad idea. I can't tell you how many people say, oh, I purchased a sofa online. It came in. It was horrible. It didn't sit right. The scale was wrong. It was so uncomfortable. And then they have to return a huge sofa. Can you imagine what a pain? This is not just, you know, some random thing that you can stick back in a bag and drop off at your UPS store.
Right.
It's a huge burden. We are the number one state for business, hands down, according to Danny at the Woodbury Corporation. I 100% agree. I'm born and raised in Utah, so I'm a little biased, but I sure celebrate when other people are talking about that as well.
Yeah, well, back to buying furniture online, you shouldn't. I've done this, Heather.
Don't do it.
I know.
Don't do
I've
it.
Done it, and I learned my lesson because I bought a headboard, and the color was just like, not, like, you can't tell colors and fabric types and textures online. It's just really hard.
From a computer screen, it's not going to work.
I made the mistake.
Danny also talked about how we are a college town. We have so many colleges here in Utah, universities. So we have a strong educational foundation, which is very, very true. We are successful. We do numbers. We have great ideas. And Utah is obviously showcasing that. The quality of life and the quality of employment are incredible here at Utah. People come from all over the country and say, wow, your homes are so big. And I can't believe how inexpensive they are. So thank you, Danny, from the Woodbury Corporation for being part of that event. The second person I want to talk about is Barry from Hamlet Homes. Hamlet Homes, if you haven't heard of them before, they're one of the biggest residential builders and construction companies across the Wasatch Front. They have a ton of communities. They have been doing residential since as long as I can remember, at least 30, 40 years. Barry with Hamlet Homes will be on the KSL radio show in 2 weeks, which I'm super excited to talk to him. One thing that he specifically said at this Harvard Leadership Institution event was that in the residential market, for 6 weeks, no one sold any homes. And then the next 2 years, every builder was slammed. So this was during the COVID time, building and construction. You know, it's a supply and demand, and the pricing ebbs and flows. But they can't catch up even still today. Specifically, he was talking about all of the supply chains and how that was delaying construction and even the appliances. They could not close on homes because they couldn't get the ovens and the refrigerators and all of that. Barry also mentioned that Utah is more stable than the rest of the country. We have a strong economy, a high birth rate, and 30% home price appreciation. Mortgage rates increased and stabilized the market, which we all are experiencing that right now. So things are starting to stabilize and be a little more normal. He also mentioned the California move-ins increased all of our values. I still think that is happening. I'm getting a lot of my furniture and interior design business clients from all across the country, specifically Texas, Colorado, Florida. It's amazing how many people are coming here. Utah has always been pro-growth, which I think is incredible. Again, that comes to our political leaders. Lindsay, I know you're very involved with all of that here at KSL.
You can see it from our state leaders, how they're planning for growth right now, how thinking about how are we going to have the infrastructures to support all these people who are moving in, right? Especially on the west side and the southwest quadrant of the Salt Lake Valley, areas like that are just sprawling. And so planning for water, planning for infrastructure, all of that is something we're definitely seeing.
And I don't know about you, but I feel like our freeways are always under construction. As soon as we finish one project, they're starting another one. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit crazy, but good on Utah for trying to improve always. Those move-in ready projects are still doing well, according to Barry at Hamlet Homes. They are building spec homes and they sell before they're even completed. I've definitely experienced that just recently with the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. We furnished and designed two of the homes specifically that were spec homes. They both sold during the 2 week period for great prices.
So good.
The builders are so happy, which is fantastic. People are loving fitness centers, amenities, those clubhouses. If you live in a condo development that has a homeowners association, they want the highest quality that they can afford, which is great. They love that user experience. Dynamic restaurant and living spaces. You just want close proximity to things that that you use every single day. High density demands convenience to the amenities, which I think right now there we're running out of land. So there's just, we're limited on growth and we need things that are within walking distance. So you're starting to see a lot more of that, which I think is great. Affordability is always an issue. And I think Utah is doing everything it can to make homes affordable, not only in, you know, providing apartments and condos and stacking things higher, but also allowing those basement apartments and accessory apartments so that your mom or your kids or whoever can live there and save money for those down payments. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. More coming right back.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer of Osmond Designs. If you guys have never been to an Osmond Designs store, just go. Please just go because it's so good.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Lindsay.
You know what, Heather? I think I've told you this. The first time I saw your stuff was at a home show, like the big home show that they do down at the Mountain America Expo Center.
Absolutely.
And you were set up and I just like walked around the corner and I was like, that is the style I want. And here we are. It's like so full circle that years later we're working together.
I love this so much. And I just adore you, Lindsay. If you don't know much about Lindsay, I have to just brag about her for a second. She's one of the best KSL news reporters at the station. Killing it, Lindsay, not only, you know, in the mom show, but you also do political reporting. And of course, you get to do the coolest show, the real estate show. It's just all fun and games.
I don't know how I got here, but it's kind of a running joke. It's like, give her a job, she'll do it.
You do, too. You're killing it. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. Today, we're talking about Utah and what's going on in the market. You know, it's always good news here. I love it. We're just coming off the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. Today is the last day. You guys, you have to go. The tickets are $17 per ticket. They are discounted tickets at the Osmond Design Store in Lehigh and in Orem. And you get a free bag and a lanyard. You just have a few hours. It starts at noon today. It goes until 9 p.m. And then you're done.
It's such a great date night, too. Just leave the kids at home. Go drive around some houses. Get some dinner. Look at and talk about what could be, what you want to do.
Exactly. And for the price of the ticket, you also receive the virtual tour. So you can sit in your own living room, watch, you know, everything on the parade, decide what you want to go see, what you don't want to go see. And it's so much fun. You know, the idea is just to have some inspiration for maybe remodeling your home. Maybe you want to build a home. Maybe you're even curious about an area that you've never been to before. There's a brand new subdivision in Highland that is up and coming. And I know they have sold quite a few lots just because of the traffic that they are getting from the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, which is awesome. So grab your tickets. Today we're giving away two free tickets on the KSL radio show. The first person that says that they heard about this show we'll receive those. If you go into the Lehigh store, they have two tickets. And if you go into the Orem Osmond Design Store, they have two tickets. So don't crash your car.
Drive safely.
Go quickly, get your free tickets, and have some fun today. You know, over the last few weeks, I was able to attend a Harvard Leadership Institution. They have quarterly meetings, and real estate was the topic at this event. So you have, you know, these brainiacs that gather together and they continue to learn and share ideas. So it was just fun to be a fly on the wall and get to hear what was going on. The special guests on the panel were Danny with Woodbury Corporation, Barry with Hamlet Homes, Brandon Fugel with Colliers and Kyle Roberts with Newmark Real Estate. So in the previous segment, we were talking a little bit about Danny with the Woodbury Corporation. He does a lot of commercial development and, you know, some of the things that he saw in the market. If you have not, if you are just joining us and you did not listen to that episode, you can go back and podcast that.
But my biggest takeaway was apparently shopping malls are all the rage. Or they're like shopping
great.
Centers.
Yeah. They're killing it. Yeah. And there's not very much vacancy on those. So if you have a business and you need to get in an area, you know, good luck shopping because supply and demand, it's hard to find a good spot.
Yeah.
Barry with Hamlet Homes, he is residential development, one of the largest residential home builders in the state. And he had some really great points on what's going on about, you know, move-in ready. People just want to simplify their lives. They don't want to wait a year to build a home. And so builders are having a lot of success building spec homes. And oftentimes they are selling before they are even complete, which is absolutely incredible. Utah is pro-growth, which I personally love. Mm-hmm. I'm all for improving. We are running out of space, though.
Yeah, we can only go so far east and west, right?
No, buy land because they're not making it anymore. Yeah. And so the price just goes up, which is fantastic. Getting projects approved are a challenge with the cities right now. Affordability is always an issue. Pricing mandates higher density approval for builders, and they have to oftentimes rezone the land, which sometimes makes neighbors a little unhappy, but it is trying to fix the housing affordability issue, which, you know, every city is working on doing. They're trying to be creative about doing condos and apartments and also doing accessory apartments, mother-in-law apartments, so that we can get more people in homes.
Are homes just getting smaller now as we try to get, you know, more in less space?
I think so. And I think that just housing affordability, people can't afford huge, large homes like they used to. It's because of the economy, it really takes two household incomes to even be able to do the basic minimums, right? The necessities of life. But I think people maybe are traveling more. They're going to restaurants more. So they're spending more money, but maybe less on their home. Mm. Brandon Fugel was also one of the guests, and he just said that the office market has been decimated because of COVID.
Yeah.
More people are working from home. And he said that a lot of his office space that he is representing for lease is sitting and the prices are going down.
Mm.
And people actually are leasing that property just to use for storage space.
Yeah.
Just terrible. So do not build office.
If you need a workspace, though, I'm sure there's plenty available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said that there's a 20% vacancy in office right now. And he said, we really do need more skilled labor and trades.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. Kyle Roberts with Newmark is the industrial expert. They are the least impacted from the pandemic and actually benefited because, like myself, being in the furniture industry, there were so many delays. I didn't know when I could get sofas again, so I stockpiled.
Right, right.
Where people were coming in with their trucks and trailers. They weren't traveling, and they just spent more time at home. And so people were gathering that.
And renovating.
And renovating,
yeah.
Which was amazing. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned. More on how the Utah market is going.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayers on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayers here with Heather Osmond. Osmond Designs is her stores in Lehigh and in Orem. While you're out running your errands today, get down there because she is giving away free tickets to the Parade of Homes at either the Lehigh or the Orem store. First person in there to say you heard this on KSL News Radio, you can grab yourself some free tickets for the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, which, Heather, ends tonight.
It sure does. So you better hurry quick. Everyone in Utah loves free stuff.
Right?
You also receive a free bag and a free lanyard. Or if you're not the first person, come in and buy your tickets. They are $3 off per ticket. So if you're buying multiple tickets, that adds up quite a bit. And we'd love to see you at the Parade of Homes. There are so many fun things to go see. There used to be that show on television that was, you know, the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Yeah.
And some of these homes are unreal, you guys. The Utah economy is still booming. People are building. There are 31 homes in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes this year. After today, the Utah Valley closes. You can still use your ticket to view all of these homes on, you know, virtually in your own living room, even past the parade. So definitely buy your ticket today so you can continue to do that. And then the Salt Lake Parade is next. It is July 28th through August 12th. We're currently working on decorating those homes, getting excited to deliver that furniture and set all of that up. So that's, you know, something to look forward to. And then right on the heels of that is the Park City Parade of Homes, which, hello, Park City homes are just a whole nother level.
Right.
Some of my favorite styles ever are in the Park City Parade of Homes. And those dates are the weekend of August 25th through the 27th. So it's only a weekend in Park City in August. And then they have another weekend in September, and that is the 1st through the 4th. So only 2 weekends in Park City. You have to get to those homes. So much fun.
But walk us through a little bit, Heather, the process. Like, when does this whole design thing start? Do you start when they're designing, when they're, you know, they've got to know what type of cabinets are going in so they can match the materials with the sofa that's going in the open concept?
Like, all of that,
yeah,
Lindsay.
When do you get involved?
I love to get involved as early as possible because really the exteriors need to go with the interiors, which of course need to go with the furnishings, and just have all of that coordinate is really key. And then coming in budget. So if you're splurging on maybe the exterior, then there's places that you can save money and splurge and just, you know, juggling all of that to make sure that the client at the end of the day can afford the home that we're building for them, and working with the builder to make sure that everything is on time. In fact, yesterday I received a phone call from a Utah Valley Parade of Homes builder who said, sign us up for next year. When can we pay a deposit? So we get started right away. Oftentimes we even get started 2 years in advance to start on some of these homes. And it really oftentimes does take that long, depending on the size of the home and, of course, the speed of the decision making of the buyers. But being a parade is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know your home's going to be on time, which is huge. You know it's going to be the best quality because all of these subcontractors want to do their best work because 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 people are going to be walking through their home. And these businesses get a lot of advertising and are putting their name on this home. And so that's really great. Today, we're going to talk about the best of the best for the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, just because today is the very last day. And I'm going to share some of my favorite homes and why I liked those homes. One of my all-time favorites this year in the parade is built by Summit Construction. We did all the furnishings in this home. It's built in Woodland Hills, and it's that mountain modern feel that we need more of across the Wasatch Front. It's been big in Park City. It's been great in Heber, but just comfortable, cozy, clean lines, tons of windows. And you walk in and it just feels like a spa.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's incredible. Absolutely beautiful home. And this really is just an entertaining home. So in the great room, those doors slide open and it goes right out onto the deck and the patio where there's a hot tub and outdoor furniture and a fireplace. And, you know, how many fun parties could you have in that area?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Talk about some of the innovation in these homes, because homes now are not just like the clapper and the lights go on. I mean, there's like apps that control your shower and the back place fireplace and all the things.
Oh, you guys, you can turn on your shower with your cell phone.
Right.
It's incredible. All of the remote blinds, right? You can program all of that. So at 5 p.m. they go down or up, or incredible features. You can turn on and off your entire home of lights with one switch. The coolest things ever. Radio.
Dads love that, right? My dad growing up was always like, turn off the lights.
Yes, your Apple Music can all be on your cell phone as well. You know, the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
All we need is just someone to deliver all the restaurant food. Oh, wait, we have that too.
Oh, yes, someone does that for us. Wait, and then we can chop from our phones from our bed.
So. I know, you guys, we're all spoiled. So this Summit Construction is definitely a must-see. Go check that one out. Okay, my second favorite is Oakwood Homes. That home is in Saratoga Springs. What's so great about this home is that everything was donated. The lot was donated. All of the proceeds go to St. Jude's Hospital. So I was able to go to an event where they had a patient of St. Jude's come in and talk to us about the what a difference that hospital has made in their lives and their family's life, and saved this little boy's life, which was absolutely incredible.
So
everything
cute.
At St. Jude's is free of charge. The flights, the hotel, the treatments. You guys, there was not a dry eye in the room. It was absolutely incredible. And our team was so grateful to be part of that. St. Jude's is incredible. Oakwood Homes is so generous. These subcontractors are so, so generous to donate everything, all the supplies, the labor, and Osmond Designs. Of course, we were happy to provide all the staging of the furniture. It sounds like they have a buyer for this home, which is incredible. The previous home that we were talking about with Summit Construction was a spec home built by the owners of Vasa Fitness, and they have a buyer for their home.
Nice.
So two huge success stories. These investors are making really great money. It's a win-win for everyone. The buyers love the home. They're going to buy all the furniture in the home. So that's a lot of fun. Success
so good.
In Utah. That's the name of the game.
Yep.
Okay, eBuilders built an incredible home in Highland. The owners are the Smith family. It's their dream home. They have four children, and they are so, so excited to be living in this home. It's incredible. Can I just say that? It has an indoor basketball court. Who doesn't love that? It has the swimming pool. It's that ancient modern style, which is just an updated traditional style. And it's just classy and timeless and happy and so, so happy to be involved with that home. Those homeowners will be moving in right after the parade is done, which is awesome. And then last but not least is Lavender and Oaks Home. It's a beautiful home in the Traverse Lehigh area. Those builders are incredible. It's a husband and wife team, Travis and Eden. They've been on the show before. And what's really cool about this home is it's just a little more modern than probably all of the other homes in the parade. It's edgy, it's innovative, and it's fashion forward. And I always love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gets us excited about doing something new and fun. This home is, again, cozy, comfortable, in a great location, beautiful views. And this home won best of its category, which was pretty cool to be an award-winning team on that home for not only the architectural design, but the interior design and the furniture and all these subcontractors we all were able to celebrate. So
it's
we're
so
sure
cool.
proud of that.
Yeah, it's so cool. And these homes, I mean, they just like... You get envy when you walk through them, and I try not to do that. I got to walk through with the mindset of like, okay, I can do a scale of this, maybe not to the price point that this house is, but a scale of this on my budget. And you always tell us that, Heather.
Yeah, and you're seeing the best of this, the best of what not only nationally has to offer, but Utah has to offer. And the trades here are incredible. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes and the St. George Parade of Homes have received national recognition as being the best in the country. So, you guys, that's incredible. There
yeah.
are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these parade of homes in the communities. If you're thinking that you would want to be a parade home, you know, give us a call at Osmond Designs, and we can definitely recommend some builders and help you through the process.
You have to build it from scratch, right? It has to be new construction.
It generally has to be new construction. They are making exceptions for... I believe it's one remodel per year.
Knock, knock. Can I get that?
Knock, knock. I know. So
I
that
love
would
my
be
lot
kind
and
of
my
fun.
Location. But
I know. So check that out. But there are huge discounts that you do receive. I know specifically appliances are tens of thousands of dollars. And you get all the perks of, you know, being part of a cool organization that, you know, all these ticket sales raise money and they give scholarships to high schoolers, and they are very involved in the community and giving back for Sub for Santa. and other community involvement with the proceeds. So I love being part of the Home Builders Associations, not only in Utah Valley, but also Salt Lake and Park City. We have so many talented and amazing people here in Utah. So proud to be part of that. Last but not least, I want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They're trusted bankers and loyal friends, not only of the Parade of Homes, but also of this KSL Real Estate Show. They're my bank. They've been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they are proud of their history and sustained growth and security. They do construction loans. They do savings accounts, checking accounts, business accounts, all of the good things that all of us need. And I love just shopping local. So thank you, Central Bank, for your support. I know they've been doing some really great customer appreciation events, you know, where you can go in and set up your accounts and set your children up or your grandkids up with their own personal accounts. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. She's the owner of Osmond Designs, interior design and furniture stores. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm so good. How's business these days?
Oh, my goodness. We are crazy busy and we love it. It's so exciting to be in the industry here in Utah and working with builders and subcontractors and developers in helping the growth of Utah and making it a place that everyone wants to be.
Yeah, the last time my mom was in town, I brought her down to the stores and she was floored. Aww. She actually remodels homes in, she lives in Georgia and she buys and flips homes. So she's all into interior design, but certainly doesn't have, you know, the expertise. She just does it kind of for fun. And to my parents are retired, so they make money and Aww. All that jazz. But it's become kind of her hobby and she loves the stores.
That's so sweet. Thank you. I think all of us should love our homes and we're all spending more and more time in our homes. I can't even tell you how many times I will walk through someone's home and they say, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't even like this picture. I don't love this sofa.
Yeah.
And so then I wonder, well, why do you have it? I mean, these people have the money. They right. can do it. And I think a lot of it is just time and annoyance. And that's why they have us come in and do these interior design appointments for $85. One of our designers will come in and work with what you have, make suggestions and recommendations on maybe possibly moving things around, make suggestions and recommendations on, you know, making goals to repaint or put in new flooring. A lot of people are pulling out their carpet, putting in brand new hardwood with huge rugs. All of that's great.
Yeah. What I think the difference in someone like you who's an expert in interior design and someone like me who's just a homeowner and doesn't quite, I can see a picture on Pinterest and say, Heather, do this, but I don't quite have the skills and vision that you have, is like the feel of the home. You can create a feeling in a home just by the furniture you put in it. That's incredible.
And don't ignore the five senses, right? Sight, sound, smell. The smells of your home actually are really, really important. I love walking in a home and it feels like fall or it feels like Christmas or it feels springy. And a lot of that is with the furniture. It's with the pillows. It's with the throw blankets. It's with the candles, the diffusers, all of those good things. So never underestimate that. Plus, it's just fun to decorate for the holidays and that doesn't have to be crazy clutter. It can be simple and classy and timeless and, you know, still enjoy our homes and make our homes somewhere that our kids love to be, which I think is amazing.
If you build it, they will come, right?
I know, right? We're so proud. We're celebrating 20 years of being in business here in Utah. I know the Osmond name is known for music and for performing, but it's also known for furniture and interior design stores. And I'm sure proud of that legacy that we're creating. And we have the opportunity to go and be invited into a lot of people's homes. And I take that very seriously.
Yeah. So talk to me about what's selling in your stores right now. Like, what are people into these days?
You know, at the Utah Valley Parade of Homes this year and every year, we're able to bring in the best of the best of furniture in the industry and showcase things that we've never had on our floors before. So we always love that. Upholstered headboards are all the rage. Those beds, platform beds. Just adding that softness to a bedroom is huge. We have high end, we have low end that we do a lot of model homes with, and we have lots of price points in the middle that are very affordable. So if you have a wood bed, a lot of bedrooms are very hard surface. By the time you get the bed, the dresser, the nightstands, the hardwood floor, maybe you have a ceiling treatment, it is very sterile. So adding that little coziness and softness. And when you're reading a book in bed, it's nice to just put your head on something soft. Mm-hmm. A lot of these upholstered beds do have Revolution fabrics. And so they are very cleanable, all is well there. So that's been all the rage. Sectionals are still huge. We cannot keep sectionals in at our stores. So there's lots of configurations of sectionals. You know, the L's always popular. A four-seater with chaises on each side that make a U-shape is so cool. Huge sofas. You can get deep cushions. And they're so comfortable. We exclusively sell a brand that we're really, really excited about that we get to customize and design at our stores, and we actually will be giving one of those away at the Stadium of Fire coming up. So there's a little sneak peek. You heard it here on KSL first. We're excited about that. Buy your tickets to that so you can win a cool sectional from Ozma Designs. We love doing this real estate show. Lindsay, thank you so much for being here. Hopefully you learned something today about what's going on in the market. Look forward to Utah Valley Parade of Homes. Today's your last day, but coming up is Salt Lake Parade of Homes. Park City Parade of Homes will be having those builders and those Home Builders Association presidents on the show. Thank you for joining us this week. We'll be back next week.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.